We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Love Is Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome first my co-host, Kim Sorrell. Kim, author of Love Is. Kim, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest today.
Neil, I am doing great. Thank you so much. So good to see you. And yes, I'm so excited about Jen Gotsen. Jen has been acting for I don't know how many years. You've been award-winning acting. You've played lots and lots of parts that have gotten you in the spotlight. You've been compared to Meryl Streep, which I think is the number one comparison that anybody could make, right, when you're in that field. And you're doing so much for teens, for young adults, and just doing so much in general. And the movie, The Farmer and the Bell, what a great movie. And the things that have come off of that, Jen, I'm just dying to talk to you. Welcome to the show and tell us a little bit about Farmer and the Bell and like what that's done in your life.
Oh my goodness,
I know.
what fun. Well, hello. I wish we're sitting right next to each other and we could high five and have hot cocoa with some whipped cream and be like, oh, because that's the fun of Christmas. Well, so The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land is our Christmas movie. And me and my husband, we came up with the idea. And so we made a movie. But the reason behind that idea is because being an actress and a model, I really had some issues dealing with, feeling like you have to look a certain way when you're on the red carpet, when you're doing photos and all these things to fit in. And I realized after I went through a very difficult time in my life that a lot of other women, and starting at a very young age, around starting at age five, girls really also start to experience these same type of feels. So once I found freedom in it, I was like, oh my goodness, I want to help so many people. So I said, Jim, who's my husband, I said, let's make a Christmas movie because girls and families love Christmas movies. And let's make a message that makes people feel good and gives them hope and lets them know why they are valuable and that beauty really is on the inside. And that's what The Farmer and the Bell is.
Well, and just to kind of go back, Kim, I had her on last year when it was getting released. And so congrats on the success. And what would you say, Jen, is specifically enough what's keeping it going? Because remember, we were talking last year, where is it going? What's going to happen? All these different things. You were so excited. And now a year later, and it still has the buzz. That's not like mo many movies, right? Putting yourself in a Christmas movie, such an important thing, right? Because everyone wants to talk Christmas every year. So there you go. And maybe twice a year.
Yeah, right. You got Christmas in July and now. Neil, it's so fabulous that you noticed that is because we came out in 2020. That year, we were a bestseller on DVDs on Amazon for 6 weeks. And then last year, we came to theaters and then we streamed 41 million minutes on Amazon. And we were recommended as one of the recommended Christmas movies to families. Like a friend of mine who had COVID, she's like, Jen, it was Christmas Day and your movie came up as recommended on Amazon. And I was like, that's slamming. And this year we did have an incredible partnership with Salem. And Salem saw this vision of the movement of what the message behind the movie is and how you have jewelry with biblical affirmations that you can wrap around your wrist to help you when you're struggling with insecurity or you wanting to have confidence and you want to feel special and really who God created us to be. And so they put our documentary out, What is True Beauty, when you buy The Farmer and the Bell Saving Santa Land on their platform. And then we also just released on Peacock a couple of days ago. And so it's been a movie that we wanted to make it as a Christmas tradition, but blowing our socks off to see how people's lives have really been like definingly impacted. From people who have addictions, who said it has helped me keep myself sober one more day. Whoa, Grammy says, my granddaughter said, Grammy, I didn't know I was pretty. And I watched that movie and that daddy never told me, but now I know God tells me I'm pretty. Like those are the things that you're like, we prayed that that would happen and the lives that are being impacted, it's
And
a
it's
kiss.
funny, Kim, I was talking about where is the movie going to show up and what's streaming, and now we hear Peacock. So it's kind of funny. We weren't thinking that, Jen, when we talked last time. So, and that's the funny thing, Kim, we're manifesting these things, and there you go. There you go. Some I predicted it because once you hear more that the people have not watched it, learn more of the story. It's just such a great story, isn't it, Kim?
It is, and it's so important, Jen. I totally agree with you. Like, I coached varsity volleyball for 17 years. I coached baseball for 25 years. Right. Yeah. And so I've worked with a lot of young adults, young women, and self-esteem is a big thing. And it's silly because we try to compare ourselves to other people. So your documentary is so important, and your book is
Yeah.
so important. Yes. And the way you did your book, you had a couple co-authors. Can you tell us about that process?
Yeah, I'm so glad that we're talking a little bit about the young adult because that's where the real feels are really happening in the world that we never experienced, Kim, you and I growing up as ladies because of social media. So what we did with Beauty and Likes, I'm the creator of the book, and so I hired Morgan Threadgill, who's a writer. She's in her young 20s, and so she writes these different true story experiences that have happened to her in her life, dealing with social media, dealing with a medical condition, dealing with sports, dealing with academics, and the pressures that she's felt on herself with her image. And then I had Dr. Lynette Sim. We hired her. She has a psychology degree that she works directly with teens who struggle with eating disorders, depressions, suicide, bullying, struggling with their identity. And so we realize where these feels are happening and how do we really create transformation. And then I took all the research I've done over the years with the Farmer and the Bell franchise, Discovering Inner Beauty, that I inscribed on the bracelet, the 20 inscriptions of affirmations to help us start to renew and transform our mind. And then we've created that all through the book. So each chapter, when you read, I am valuable, it relates to the bracelet that says, I am valuable. And then the next word says, magnificent, masterpiece, beautiful, made by God. And each chapter walks you through. So when you read it, it unlocks revelation in story, in a quick word, in a question, in a prayer, in psychology, in a definition, in scripture verse. So wherever a young adult is, at what information they're gathering, they could pull a nugget, even if they read, one chapter a week. They could pull a nugget, and if they have the bracelet in the day, they can
Oh,
look down
wow.
at that bracelet and be like, that's that. I am masterpiece. I am God's masterpiece. So that's what we're doing.
I think it's so important because of what's happening in social media today. A lot of it's fake, a lot of it's not true, a lot of it's different things, and kids, especially girls, are looking on social line and just think that's what I need to do. They go on TikTok and they think that's what it is. And no, if you do searching on TikTok, there's a lot of powerful good stuff on there. But not when you first get in the feed of what they expose you to, or on Instagram or
Right.
Reels. Do stuff that teach people to use social media in a way that's giving, not receiving, not to a point that is just about I want likes, I want to provide value to an audience. Value is so important. If you didn't have a valuable movie, valuable book, valuable brand, and you're not making a difference in someone's life, why do it? And that's the motivation driven that people are interested now in products and services that they like the individual. They're not buying just because that we're told to buy. And that's how things are changing. And I think it's a good thing, for sure.
It's so neat, Neil, that you talk about value. It's such a cool thing because what we did was we created actual definitions. So in 1 Samuel 26, 24 in the Bible, it says, just as I considered your life valuable today, so may the Lord consider my life valuable and rescue me from all trouble. So that's the scripture. So now when you go down, you're like, well, what does valuable actually mean? And it's the possessing traits or qualities that are admired and appreciated. So if we could identify what are those traits that we're uniquely created with that have a way to bring life to other people. And just like you said, giving, if we could then take that gift and use social media to blow life into another person, that joy, being a joyful giver, is what we've identified in our research as one of the most beautiful qualities, is when not the pretty face and the pretty skin and pretty that, it's the gift that you're giving joyfully to pour into another person. And that radiates attraction. And then that's what makes that individual feel special inside. So if we could get our minds on how to use those gifts to bless others, that then ends up getting the byproduct, which people want, and they want to feel loved.
Well, that's just fantastic. Segues us completely, Kim, to love, love questioning. Yeah.
So Jen, I lost my husband a few years ago, and it made me question love, the true meaning of love, because it's sort of this question, right? Like, you know, there's a lot of songs, there's a lot of books, but there's always a little bit of mystery behind it. And so I dedicated a whole year to figuring out what love really means. And I used the love chapter, love is patient, love is kind, does not envy, et cetera. And I worked on one word a month to figure out what is love that is patient, what is love that is kind. And the things I found out about love blew my mind, like things I've never been taught before. I love your love sign behind you, by the way. But love is so much more, I think, than so many people think. And so we think that we have to be pretty to receive love. Right? Like we want to meet somebody. So you got to look a certain way so you can meet a certain person so that you can have a partner. But that's just not the way love works. Right? So how can you explain, like, how do you think it works in that way?
Yeah, I think the lie that 90% of women believe, that what we've learned is that we believe, and I believe this, and now I'm on the other side of it, is if I can be beautiful, and our beauty is being depicted by what we see in culture, of what culture is now. If we live back in the time where beauty was ginormous weight on our body, we would think that's beauty, but beauty is being depicted a different way. If we think we could be beautiful, then we are worthy of love. And so that's where the lie is. So in our documentary, I think it's really cool, and I'll pull some things. What is true beauty? Because it relates to love and this question. So John Schneider, a lot of people grew up, if you guys watched Dukes of Hazzard growing up, like John Schneider was your
huge
icon.
Fan.
Like,
I've interviewed him a few times. He's a great guy, for sure.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's amazing. And like, I've been on movie sets where people have swooned him and lost their head. We've been on like autograph sessions and people are falling down. And I'm like, John, do you see what you're doing? Because people love him so much and he's so charmalicious, and we cast him in our movie to play himself, to play Holly Jolly Christmas, so people could see the real John Schneider of how awesome of a charmatic, awesome man he is. Anyways, side note, that's the movie. So we asked John and we asked Corbin Burnson and we asked several other stars that are men, what is beauty to you? And none of them said having the perfect body. None of them said having the perfect face, the perfect hair. None of them spoke on physical at all. It blew my mind. John was like, the most beautiful thing to me is when someone is direct and tells me like it is. Someone who's confident, that is what beauty is to me. And Corbin Burnson went on to talk about beauty back in the day. It used to be Twiggy, but no, beauty is your heart. It's what's on the inside. If you are a very attractive physical, but you are just nasty, I don't want to be around you. I want to be somewhere around someone who's kind, and I want to grow old with someone who'd want to have my children. There's a deeper route that the men believe what beauty is. And so we captured all this in the documentary, trying to understand what people actually believe beauty is. And then from our research, women want to be beautiful because, Kim, like you said, we want to feel loved. And so when I went through a divorce and I struggled so much with my worth, and I heard the echo when I was a child, I was made fun of, I was bullied when I was a teen, I had acne and I was called mean names. And when I went through that divorce, I kept hearing those words, like, I'm worthless, I'm ugly, no one will ever love me. And that's when the pastors and the therapists I was talking to said, go to the Bible. Who does Jesus say you are? And then I saw Jesus appear in front of me, and I literally saw Jesus sitting with me. And Jesus said, you are my bride. Take your ring off and put my ring on. Let me be your groom. I want you to grasp how wide, high, long, and deep my love is for you. And God always created this thing of creating a piece of jewelry so I could hold on to. And that's where the bracelet came about, where I created this heart that falls in the palm of your hand on this bracelet that's in the movie, so I could grasp onto that heart as if I'm holding on to Jesus's hand to say, Jesus, let me grasp your love. And somehow the closing of my eyes and holding onto the heart in the palm of my hand on this bracelet allows me to just connect with the love that God has. And then love starts to overflow and fill all those places that I desired so much to feel perfect by man. And so, Kim, I think that's the best way that we could find love, but it's hard to get there. And that's why we created this as a tool to help us, all women and teens, to be realized that God loves us and he sees us perfect and he will never leave us or forsake us. And he goes before us and behind us, and that we are his magnificent masterpiece.
Oh, man, that was beautiful. And Kim, yeah. I guess that's something that you definitely, when you think about writing the book, that's what you thought of, that love, like she just defined it, right? And even defined it based on what John Schneider defined it and Corbin did and all that. It's powerful.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. It is so powerful. You know what I think, Jen, is like I think about like the Mona Lisa. If it went up for auction, who knows how much money, right? Who knows how many millions and millions of dollars somebody would pay for it? It's because it's one of a kind. It's one of a kind, just like you are one of a kind. Just like everyone is one of a kind. There's nobody who's ever been just like you, who ever will be just like you. You're one of a kind. And you're made the way you're supposed to be made. You're made to be the person that you are. And how special and wonderful that is, that you have that beautiful uniqueness and you have that you can then share with the world. Right. And yes.
It's so neat. Like, I like using that word as masterpiece. The Mona Lisa is a masterpiece. And when we look in scripture, Ephesians 2:10, it says we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we could do the good things he planned for us long ago. And the definition of masterpiece, it's a task completed with exceptional expertise in particular. It's the pinnacle of human knowledge or creativity. And so God created us as that piece of creativity. And so when we look in the mirror and we might see a flaw that we think is a wrinkle or overweight or sagging this or cellulite that, or jeans not fitting, or whatever the issue is that we're struggling with. Maybe our loved one has gone through cancer, or we've gone through cancer, and our hair identified us, and now it's gone. We have to look past that. We have to look inside and say, who did God create me to be? What were the things he created me to do? And he has purpose for me, and he has a plan. And when we can understand what that is, and we pray for that joy of the Spirit to come over us, that then becomes so attractive and unifies us as who we really are. So, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Where are people going to get? They can pick up the movie. They can watch it on Peacock. But, I mean, also, they can get the book. The bracelet. Where's the best place?
Absolutely. Our website is the best place that helps support our ministry, because it's my husband and me, the farmer and the Val, who are creating everything. And so the farmer and the Bell, BELLE.net. And you could go to thefarmerandthebell.net. And if you use the promo code SALEM, SALEM, you'll get 20% off any of the bracelets, the books, the merchandise. And our documentary is only available on Salem Now. And so when you have your device, or if you go onto your television, hit the app button and then hit the search and type in Salem and you'll find us there. And the Peacock is a great place to watch The Farmer and the Bell, Steven Sandilan. Amazon hurt us so bad last year as filmmakers. So bad. They paid one penny every time the movie was watched. And so our investors who loved us and loved the ministry, we were only able to give them $5,000 towards their blessing into helping make our $500,000 movie. So Amazon doesn't do very good to their filmmakers. But Prime is a way you can watch it. But Salem Now is the best place, Peacock and YouTube.
We appreciate it. So much great information, Jen. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.